Welcome to the Vertical Shift Podcast, where we engage in candid conversation about life topics and real issues from a Christian perspective. I'm Justin.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Tommy.
All right. Let's do it.
Let's get started.
Let's get started.
You already forgot your little line.
I mean, we all know it.
Man, what's I'm sorry, guys.
What's that sign? What's the...
We talking about the scratch?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great question.
Let's try it.
Yeah, try that one. Well, while he's figuring that out,
so
Jeff,
on here.
Did you weigh in?
I did weigh in.
I did too.
Oh, there we go.
You found it.
All right.
So you want to share? I mean, you and I have both shared with each other through text message what it is. Because by the time the listeners are listening to this, we've already started.
So we're not giving out numbers?
Well, I mean, you can if you want. I mean, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'll give out my number. It's okay. Fine.
It's just a number.
It's whatever.
Right. Yeah, it changes.
Don't know me.
I might band down.
Or stays the same.
I might be 7 foot tall, you know.
He's not. So I weighed in. I'm down 2 more pounds from last week. From
what did you weigh in? Start with the weigh in.
Baseline number.
When last week?
How is 220, so difficult?
227 last week, 225.
Okay.
Well, 2 pounds we've already established per your own saying that doesn't matter.
Oh.
So 2 pounds is talk to me when you get 12, I think was the quote, or 15. Justin can pull it back
so
up.
So tell me, what are your numbers?
All right, so my starting weight was 420 pounds, and I'm down to 220. So
last week,
what was 221.
All right, so we're about the same.
Well, I'm down like 215 now.
What? Is that confusing anybody else?
You need to check your scale.
Why?
It just seems like you said you started at 221.
Yeah,
and went down to 215.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, good for you, man.
This is week later.
We'll be doing some fact checking this week. I'll come over and watch you weigh.
I'm just going to not touch that. All right. So what have you been doing, Jeff, besides eating carrot cake?
I did not do well this week, not going to lie. But I've been super, super busy. My twins have strep. I had a painting job on the side, a lot of running around, busy. So I somehow managed to still lose some weight, but I did not do well. I'm not going to lie.
How do you feel normally? Like, are you feeling tired too?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's not good.
Yeah. Right. Not going to lie. I feel great.
I mean, I feel wonderful. I walked 18 miles this last week. So. Mm. And I say walk. I should probably use the word like ruck. Like I'm rucking. Yeah. I mean, why do you make that face?
What is the uck?
The ruck.
I don't think walk like
that's the walking portion.
That's the walking with a purpose. Is really
I don't think
ruck.
Walking with a weighted ruck vest is like truly a ruck workout.
Walking with a purpose is what the Go Ruck website says, and I feel like I'm walking with a purpose.
There's also called marketing tactics.
I mean,
it got
true.
You to buy that vest.
I didn't buy that vest, but I was looking.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
But either way, I'm proud.
If anyone from Go Ruck is listening and would like to donate a vest, I will gladly take it and try it on and give reviews.
Yeah, there you go.
Tommy said the 8-pound vest that I let him borrow was not sufficient.
Heavy enough. Yeah, so. I mean, I need to up it.
Yeah.
So. But you did. Thank you for letting me borrow it.
You're welcome.
So the weekly weigh-in, that's going to be a thing.
Another fun fact about Tommy. Tommy used to ride bikes.
Yeah. Road bikes and mountain bikes.
Yeah. And like those listening, you know, when Tommy does something.
All in.
Not those listening, those who know me.
Yeah.
Those who know. Well, Tommy. I think those listening know by now. Okay. When you do something, you go all in. And fun fact, still in Tommy's closet, he has the unitard that he wore when he was into the...
The jerseys.
Anybody out there on a unitard besides Tommy?
Yes.
Bro.
Tommy, Justin, you got one?
No.
No.
But you will wear that at your next weigh-in and take a picture. That's awesome.
I wore it one time swimming. My neighbor got a swimming pool brand new. They got it put in, and it was the time when Michael Phelps was really big in the Olympics, and I wore it over there with a little shower cap, and I was like, you guys ready to swim? Yeah.
Everybody got out real quick.
Yeah, I was doing yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So anyway.
Well, I know we touched on the weekly weigh-in, so weight is one thing. You know, we don't talk about a lot. What are some other things we don't
like at touch the dinner
with
table?
Touch with a stick, right? You leave it alone. Any thoughts?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. What?
Roll Tide. We don't talk about Alabama football.
Mm. Yeah.
Because really, that's disgusting.
What?
Okay.
It's disgusting.
Okay. Wow.
So,
wow. It's just sports, guys.
I mean, so sports. Got it.
Yeah.
What else?
I love to talk about, I love to go to someone's house who I know is a different religion. We talk about religion. That's fun.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, that's
like a hobby.
It's a hobby.
It's like entertainment. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Do you ever get invited back?
No.
You said I like to go too, but I didn't hear like a,
oh yeah.
Like when I see these people often, like it sounds like you don't get invited back.
I'm joking. Everybody thinks I'm for real.
Yeah. Well, we'll spoil it. You know, we'll say what it is. We'll put it on the table. You know, there's the whole money and religion and then politics.
Oh, yeah.
Politics is the one where, you know, we don't touch it a whole lot. And, you know, I get that this is a sensitive topic. We get that it's a sensitive topic, but since we are nearing and we are in an election year,
we're going to tell you guys how to do it.
Yeah.
You go and you push a button on this machine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, 'cause when you think about it, there are all opinions on every side of the topic politics. And so what we thought we'd do is kind of touch on it and look at it from how we kind of approach it from a Christian and a believer's perspective. We have not forgotten that if you've got questions, we have an email address that we don't know what it is because it's so long and there's so many periods in it.
I do.
Tommy, you know it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's www.vertical.shift. podcast@gmail.com.
All right.
Simple.
Yeah.
I may change that one day. We may change.
No. What? I love it.
Okay. Yeah. You've not sent one email.
I don't even know how to check it.
That's why he loves it. So what we thought we'd do is talk about, you know, how do we approach it, right? There are obvious things that get touched on. Everyone's got an opinion on every side of every aisle and every topic, but you know, we really want to zone in and kind of just give some information and have a conversation about what this looks like for believers. And so, you know, I think one of the big things that that I constantly remind myself on is like, you know, people are involved with this. You know, it's not that they or an opinion or any person is our enemy, because that's not the case. And so if the believer can look at it and go, hey, like people may have different opinions and views, Christians and non-believers alike, right? So how do we look at this and go, hey, like whatever it is that you're touching on or that you feel is important and it's just kind of drawing all of this out of you, like that person, no matter what they're talking about, like we got to be reminded that they're not our enemy.
Mm-hmm. I just want to reiterate that for the people in the back.
Okay.
Because, you know, one thing I see a lot, people's passion when it comes to their political views. Mm-hmm. And the passion, a lot of times... And I know I'm painting a broad brush here, but a lot of times that passion overrides any other thing in that person's life, and it becomes their identity.
Yeah.
And they may claim to be a Christian. They may very well be a Christian. They may love the Lord. But the passion that they have with politics, sometimes we see it in college football. But the same thing, it's the same kind of thing that applies here, is they're putting all of their,
you know, energy
into this. And the one thing that I want to just scream, I'm not going to scream, but I want people to hear that we forget all the time, is that our enemy is not other people.
Yeah.
And how often do we quickly just let that go in one ear and out the other when someone has a different opinion?
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed. I think, you know, in these matters, when squeezed, right, the thing that should come out first is our love for the Lord, right? Not our dependence on any one person, right, or our hope or trust that this is going to be different this time because of this person. But our faith should trump everything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, diving into that should be the driving force.
Yeah. And I think too, when you think about how, you know, social media, right, there's an opinion and that's never a good place to start a conversation. And then feel like it's going to, you know, win people to see your heart for the Lord. And then, you know, to what y'all are talking about, it's, man, is what's coming through our purpose, right, in the Lord, or is it more about a position on a topic, right, as it relates to politics?
Right.
And you know, let's call a spade here. There will be a lot of folks that will use, you know, the political topics of the moment and kind of use that to kind of justify a lot of things. And so I just think the more you look at it, it's like, man, believers have to be cautious, mm-hmm. and really evaluate and ask ourselves the honest questions that maybe we don't want to ask, but we know even if only in our heart, like, man, there might be times where individuals are like making a point about a position more than they are letting themselves lead with kind of being broken for the lostness mm-hmm. that is around us. Mm-hmm. And so really evaluating, like, how do we do that?
You're hitting on all cylinders. A couple of things. I just feel like I want to reiterate a couple of things. There's a snare there. This is an example of how Satan can use something seemingly
subtle
and get us distracted, mm-hmm. get us with the mindset of people are our enemy, when the Bible clearly says he is truly the enemy. Those evil principalities, it's not people. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't war against flesh and blood, but we do because we allow these things to distract us, and they start subtle. Mm-hmm. And
So what's the balance, Tommy? Let me interrupt just a second, because I hear there's a lot of people that are like, you know what, I could care less about any mm-hmm. of this stuff. I don't believe anybody on either side. Nobody tells the truth and blah, blah, blah. So I'm just not going to have anything to do with it. You know, so there is this aspect of like, what does it matter? You know, blah, blah, blah. To the other point of, we have a responsibility to do the best that we can to judge that mm-hmm. person's character or whoever it is that we're voting for and to follow along in that. And so how do you balance the not letting it rule you and your emotions and all of those things, and then keep checking.
I don't know that I'm going to answer the question correctly. I don't know if there's a correct answer, but kind of what I was going on is there has to be some self-reflection. You have to understand when you are, and Justin, you said it, you can use these topics as almost a justification for putting yourself in a position to make yourself feel right, that your argument is right, that you are right and they're wrong. And this is very important. And you're justifying the fact that it's division and separation. You're not mm-hmm. coming from a place of love and, love and understanding. You're coming from a place of I want to win.
Yeah. I mean, politics, I think in its nature, it puts everybody on the defense of not wanting to feel like whatever it is that they are about is wrong, right? But that's where I'm like, man, if you put all the politics to the side, like the believer's purpose should be like, man, like, how are we living for the Lord in this situation and talking to somebody about whatever it is, like seeing the lostness and the brokenness that people are walking through, because there's stories. And that's where I think, you know, like, we've got to look at, you know, Jeff, you asked, what's the response? There's a responsibility, but how do you not let it kind of affect too? I think a lot of it is like, we can allow ourselves to get consumed by it. When yeah. you start to get consumed by it, well, man, how, like, almost evaluate, put it on the scales,
yeah.
right? If you spend X hours watching news and all the politic things going on, and there's little to no time spent in the Lord, his word, or in a guy's group or a women's group, whatever, like, are the scales tipped? Are right. they imbalanced?
Yeah.
Right? Where it's like, hey, be informed, understand what's sure. going on, but like,
don't let it consume you.
Yeah, yeah. Christ is King of King, Lord of Lords.
Yeah. Mom, I love you if you're listening. But when I talk to my mom, like, it amazes me, the topic of conversation can be, I mean, man, I had to cut the grass yesterday, and somehow it turns to politics. Like, it's unbelievable. I'm like, how did you do that? But at the same time, Justin, to your point, like, I don't see, you know, us taking the initiative in just everyday conversation to turn that conversation to the gospel. Mm. Right. Mm. So that's a good way of tipping, like looking at the scale of where do you fall in that is, you know, do I have a tendency to turn the conversation to political things or do I have it to turn to Christ?
Yeah.
And if those aren't balanced, then we need to check.
And likewise, sorry, I told my dad today, I was helping him with something in the house and, you know, the news was just running on loop. I was like, man, that thing's going to make you brain dead if you just like let it run all day. I was like, and hey, by the way, you ever notice how like everything's breaking news now? It's like, little kid finally found his lost dog, like breaking news. And I'm like, not everything is breaking news.
Right.
So.
So, you know, I agree with all of that. I think there is a balance. There's also a balance. Just, you know, if someone has listened to my story about my past, there's also a balance too, where you can be overboard.
Oh yeah.
To a point to where it's not taken as a credible or serious, you know, serious way, you know, where you just shun people and then you get this holier than thou because you're taking this completely different stance. So,
Yeah. And, you know, I think, you know, I was talking with my wife about all of this and, you know, I went back to 1 Samuel chapter 8 where the Israelites are looking around them.
That's 1 Samuel.
There you go.
Yeah.
Help you remember it.
Yeah.
Now, 1 Samuel chapter 8, where the Israelites are looking around them at these other kingdoms and saying, man, they have a king that's leading them. We want a king. Mm. And Samuel warns them, like, listen, I'm telling you right now, you do not want this. Mm. You know, they're going to take
your
money.
Sounds like me talking to my kids.
Do what?
Sounds like me talking to my kids sometime. Right. Like, you don't want that.
Right. Oh, yeah. Just trust
no,
me.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you don't want this because they're going to take your best fields, your vineyards, and all the different things. They're going to take a tenth of your grain. They're going to take your, you know, the boys. They're going to become soldiers. They're going to go off and all the different things. It's like, just trust me. You don't want to do that. Let God be your king. You trust him. And, you know, I was talking to my wife about that. And I was like, do you think Samuel as a prophet was looking to today, 2024, going like, listen, I'm telling you right now, if you do this, this is where it's going to end up. Just kind of looking ahead at the craziness that we live in and trying to make sense of it all. And it's a challenge.
You know, pretty much every generation since then that could be applied to because every generation has been crazy.
That's true.
And that's where there's further validation that like, man, like, the word is timeless.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. There's nothing new under the sun. It's, you know, stuff was crazy back then, even in Paul's day with, you know, Roman rulers and all that stuff. And, you know, to that point, Jeff, Psalm 146:3 says, do not trust in princes or in human beings who cannot deliver. Verse 4, their life's breath departs. They return to the ground. On that day, their plans die.
Yeah.
So if you put any kind of stock and faith in a person to be a savior in any way on any side of these topics, you know, like whenever they pass, they're just like us. They will one day pass away. Like whatever plan, whatever thing they had going on or what you were kind of putting all your stock in, like it dies with them. Right. You know, it's like,
Check me. Look up Psalm 20, verse 7. And so just for the listener's sake, I have no device or Bible in my hand.
Is that some trust in chariots
and some in horses?
Did you want me to read it?
No, I was doing it from memory.
Oh, okay, no, that was good. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah.
He needed to get it started.
Validation.
For you.
Yeah.
No,
validation.
I was waiting for him
that
to get
the right
there.
Reference.
What is it, Tommy? Say it.
Yeah. No, you said it though. But
say it. No,
but
say
it's
it.
True. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God.
Yeah. And so that's where it really comes down to is so and you know a lot of people hear this topic, and they go, well yeah, there's positions and things to. You know, stand firm on and like, yes, there's all those things, but I would want us to get across this point. Yes, those things are true, but to Jeff, to your point, where are we spending the majority of our time?
Yeah.
Right? Are we changing things? Are we switching things to gospel, salvation, eternity things or life type things? Or is it just the things of this world that are futile and temporary, you know? And so there's so much more that we could be impacting. So yeah, I think that's a good call out.
Yeah. 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 Keeping balance of all those things is such a challenge for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, we even had a local guy come by the house the other day. We were outside and
he was like door knocking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you ask him some questions?
No, I was trying to keep my twin boys that have strep from high-fiving. Just keeping them back.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to,
you know, say this too, when we think, so I don't always want to just go, hey, here's what we should be doing. Like, let's call, you know, call out some realities. You know, when it feels like things are crazy, right? Things are happening in our world. It's easy to kind of go, well, see, this is why I put all this time and energy into this stuff. But really, like, events are always going to be unfolding, whether it's our country or around the world, our season, our kids' generation, whatever it is. But this is where we should look to it and go, like, man, like, we should still look to imitate God and use that heavenly perspective and go, okay, yeah, things are always going to be crazy, but what does he have for me to do in the season, in the time that we're in?
We have a lost world watching us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And well, I mean, that was the challenge. Even, you know, I think back to seminary days and when I was studying, you know, and doing personal evangelism and those kinds of things. And they talked about, you know, different arguments that people would bring up. So you take that into this scenario. And the plea was, hey, listen, you can go unprepared. You can win the argument and lose a soul. What does it matter? At the end of the day, if you've done it in such a way that you just caused division, what did you accomplish? Yeah. And so in the same thing, if you come in hot about a political topic and you want to just bash everybody that disagrees with that, but you prove your point, you know, they're not jumping on board all of a sudden.
Yeah, like, so let's speak to the guys. Like, how many of us would be like, yeah, I totally got an argument with my wife. Like, I did not let go of it. I kept digging in until she finally was just like, you're right, I'm wrong. Like, showed her. Yeah. Meanwhile, everybody you're talking to is like, what a fool. Yeah. Oh, my word.
100%.
That's never happened to me.
Yeah. I can tell.
What a fool.
hit some button on Jeff, please. That's not the one.
That was the right one. That was good.
That's wisdom. That was not good.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. I mean, so let me ask you this. So, like, when you think about all these things, like, how do we, well, so we maintain a focus, right? People are not our enemies. So, like, the words that people throw out there, like, especially when it's around politics, you know, or even just anything, like, we shouldn't look at it and go, man, like, do not like that person for whatever reason, right? But there's a lostness. We know it's there. People are blinded by the word and what it says until the heart soften. And so, like, how do we kind of approach this and go, like, hey, how do we live in a way that's like, hey, God is in control no matter what, and believe that? And Tommy, we were in small group today, and the study we're going through, the pastor on the video was like, hey, there's a difference between believing and knowledge. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, right, the speed limit is 25 to 35 miles an hour. You only believe it when there's a cop there. Mm. You know, so how do we approach it?
Yeah. Well, I think in that case too, there was, you know, someone had made a comment about one follows, there's action that follows.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I know that chair might hold me up, but I'm not going to go sit in it. Well, so you don't have much faith or belief that it's going to hold you up. But I was also going to say something that I just forgot. but going back to the topic about, can you do the crickets or something?
Man, let me interrupt you while you try to regain your thoughts there. So this is totally going back to where we started, but I just got a text
just
from
now?
Somebody from this weekend. My wife and I led worship at the women's conference, and this lady just took random pictures, you know, and sent it to us. I think my scale's broken. I look rough. That's pretty bad.
Well, is that your scale or your mirror? I mean, I don't know if you... Mm-hmm. Look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty bad.
Just tell yourself they took a picture with a flip phone.
That's right.
It's the pixels.
TV ads, 10 pounds, right? Something like that. Anyway, all right. Did you find it?
How old am I?
Older than all of us.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, dude, I am.
You're our senior.
Well, it was along the lines of... see, what
politics? Politics? Along the line of politics.
Yeah. Oh, I know what I was going to say.
Okay. Yes.
So.
Oh, it's gone again.
Oh, my word.
I'm trying to figure out how to start it.
Just start.
The crickets keep going.
It'll come back in here.
Wow,
just
you lost it again?
Yes.
I'm concerned.
Yeah. We need to switch from the weekly weigh-in to, like, the weekly doctor visit. You need to go see somebody, man.
No, y'all interrupted me. Remember, I mean, Jeff literally said I'm interrupting
all
you.
All we did was play crickets. No one was talking.
I gave you time to regain your focus there, buddy. Wow.
It'll come
Justin gets us back on topic, buddy.
Yeah.
I
God's in control is what we were talking about.
I know what I was going to say.
Okay. Oh, my word. Say it. Third time.
So it was, we're leading into this third bullet point, I think you had.
God's in control, yep.
Was that the third one?
Yep.
I thought we put all our faith in God. I thought that was the third one. We should put all of our faith.
I mean, it's kind of, I would call that the transition into the third. Yep.
So here's what I was going to say. A lot of...
We're waiting.
A lot of people who put their trust and faith in politics, they put their faith and trust in people, and all people are flawed. There's not one candidate who's ever going to run who's going to be perfect in any way. And there's a lot of people that treat the church that same way too.
Sure.
Yeah. Right? They come in expecting the church to be a perfect place when it's really the exact opposite, right? Like, you don't go to a hospital looking for well people, like people who are not sick. That's where the sick people go.
Mm-hmm.
Church is where sick people come to learn and to you know, gain from other people and learn about this hope. So I just want to say that I think a lot of that, though, is people will put a lot of faith in the political people, or they have so much lack of faith, you know, if it's not their candidate or whatever, they have this total opposition against them, which, you know, again, it's all, no person is perfect, right? And so that's shifting their focus. You know, that vertical shift.
Nice.
Well, that was good.
Yeah. To really who is in charge, who is in control of our lives, and really what matters is that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have testimony after testimony throughout Scripture, and that you look at the different kings that led. You've got the wisest man ever.
Yeah.
Who ended up dividing the kingdom, you know? So you have a lot of examples of... Was that
Solomon?
Yeah, why the person
say for our
not...
listeners and Tommy, who would that be? Yeah, you got it.
It's all Tommy.
Yeah.
So, you know, but looking at the different ones that led, and even when the kingdom split, you know, the northern kingdom that led, there was never Judah. A good king. They just continued to get worse and worse and worse. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when we put our faith and trust in that's...
We may have a whole episode on the Old Testament, because the more we dived into the Old Testament and just in our group and we really studied it, it's
timeless.
It's so interesting though too.
Yeah.
Like, I am old. Oh my goodness! I'm about to say like history is fun and cool.
You're probably from the Old Testament.
I'm going to buy you some tube socks and go with those hey dudes. Yeah. I mean, but to that point, like Jeff, when what you're uncovering and unpacking is like. You know, I think the reason why, too, you look at, like, you know, Judah and the northern kingdom, and you kind of go, man, like, why? Like, anybody's susceptible to that, though. You know, it's not just like, oh, it was them. It's like, I do think we can get caught up as people groups, and go, man, like, we get invested in those things because it's tangible, right? It's right now. We can feel it. We can see results if, like, we put our stock and faith in this, and then we see, like, changes happen as a result of this person being in, and it's like, but all the while, like if you just like clap your hands and zoom back from all that, it's like, yeah, but there is a God that's in control and over everything, that knows every season, every political season, every century, every thousand year,
and ahead,
like, and ahead of what's coming.
He knows what's going to happen.
Yeah. And it's a very nearsighted view. So again, like, yes, there's a responsibility to vote. And yes, people died for us to be able to have that privilege, right? That right to vote. But you kind of go back and go like, hey, that's kind of over the years, like that's where I stop. And I just go, that is a thing. And yes, you know, there's voting and all that, but I'm also like, man, but God's way bigger and more important than all the things going on, you know? And we kind of just stop at the door and don't really give the same attention to learning God's word and that relationship as we do other things.
I'm going to say something controversial.
Uh-oh. Did you check this with us first?
No.
Okay. You didn't weigh in to do.
Uh-oh.
And so just like... when the people, the Israelites, ask for a king, and he's like, you don't want that, but hey, here you go. You know, I think some of what is happening in our generation is a result
100%.
From...
You don't want me? Okay.
Yeah. You don't want God in school? Okay, I'll take him out. Well, look what happens. You don't want God here? Okay, take him out. Look what happens.
Right.
And then people wonder, why is it so chaotic? Why is...
Well, I think too, God will, I think we absolutely will go, hey, you know what? In response to this, like, there'll be a season of learning. Or, like, he uses things where it's like, hey, you feel like things are bad, but, like, also, and let's call it, like, COVID, whenever that happened, everybody, like, no one knew what in the world was going on. Like, how many people faced with, like, this world epidemic thing were like, man, like, reaching out to the church, right? Reaching out to people that they knew were believers, asking questions like the life questions, like, man, how could this be? What does this mean? And kind of maybe even questioning faith, right? And and so it's like, man, I really do think God is always weaving details together, and he is in control.
Yeah. And, you know, and I'll say this, I think, you know, when I look back to my life and I think about the things that happened to change the course of life, if I was going down the wrong direction, right? I remember specifically coming home and finding my mom on her knees beside the bed praying for me. And that changed everything. And so when I think about politics in particular and who's leading our country and those types of things, I think that person's role, right, is obviously important. However, man, if we really want to see change, let's go to the Lord in prayer over it and pray for him to move pieces, put people in positions to make the greatest impact. We're, sometimes we get hung up on one person when we realize there's a much bigger behind that. And so in that, as believers with politics and those types of things coming in, if we want to make a real change, we're not going to win it by having arguments and being divisive. Yeah. We're going to win it by being on our knees and praying for our nation.
And you said something too, for anybody that's listening, this is true. You know, our children watch us and they pick up on so much, right? So, you know,
I said that.
Oh, might've been the third time you're trying to get out your point. but when they are watching us, it kind of, you know, again, step back and reflect, like, do we want them to see mom or dad being so, like, invested in this thing, this position, this politics,
nervous
this,
or angry,
yeah, nervous anxious, and angry.
Yeah.
The 4-year cycle, the off cycle, 2-year stuff. And it's just constantly on loop. Or, Jeff, to your point, do they want to see, like, hey, despite what is going on, because there's always going to be a version of crazy, do they want to know, do they want to see and then also know, like, man, mom and dad were always praying,
right?
Or they were always loving on people, or they were doing this, they were doing that, things that do, like, shed that purpose, you know, that God wants us to be about. And so, you know, if you step back and honestly ask those questions, like, we may not like the answer we come up with right now, but the good news is, like, you get a chance to make some changes.
And just to kind of build on that, like, I think about, what are we doing in that example that our kids are seeing, that our community seeing, that we go to our local politicians? Are we praying for them? Are we encouraging them? Are we, you know, because we think, oh, well, what does my one vote matter in the nation? Well, what are you doing right here in your own community? Let's do that too. Let's not overlook that. That matters, you know? Yeah. And so those are the things that our kids can see, is like, we get to be a part of something that's happened locally, that we can make change right here. Right
now. Well, and look, I know this topic is not an easy one. It's not a fun one, right? A lot of it's kind of taboo.
And we didn't solve everything?
No. We never will.
And I just want to say too, just feel compelled to say that, hey, you know, Justin, you touched on it, but we have men and women in the armed forces who fought and died. Who continue to fight and die for our rights to vote and for our freedoms. And, you know, just want to say, if you're a veteran, a current soldier, or whatever, thank you for your service. We really, really do appreciate you.
Shout out to my niece, Sarah.
Yeah, she just graduated.
She just graduated
Army.
Boot camp.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I saw that on social media. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
See, and that's the thing, man. We can celebrate those things. All those things are great.
Right.
You know? And then it always comes back to, like, hey, but there's ultimately one king, one Lord.
That's right.
Right. And so we do live in a really great country. And so anyway, it is taboo. We don't talk about it a lot. There's opinions on every side. But at the end of the day, we just want to leave you with, know who's in control. Know that he is good. People are not our enemy. And so you can walk faithfully knowing, hey, we can trust the one that has done what he did and will do what he's promised to do. So, man, we love you guys. And we hope you tune in next week for the next show. See you.
See you.